T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Monday, August 19th, 2019. My son discovers new technology from 2009. It's called an iPod. We talk about 8-year-olds on social media. Everybody shares the fun they had over the weekend. And yes, it did happen. Annie got to meet the Jonas Brothers. I have an 8-year-old son. His name is Barrett. And we have been recording him since he was able to talk, Kennedy.
Yep.
Everything that he thinks about now as an 8-year-old, what's going on in his life, his experiences with sports, and it's called What Did Barrett Say?
What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say?
Okay, so I was cleaning out a box of old electronics and cables and wires and all the crap that you have stuck in a closet somewhere.
Because you need it.
You just never know when you need to plug in that Sony camera from...
the one you don't even have anymore.
The Sure Shot from 1998 right. That you don't have a memory card for. You can't find the plug for, but no. You still have the strap and the case.
But darn it, I'm going to keep it.
Let he who doesn't have a junk drawer cast the first stone.
Exactly. So I'm cleaning it out, and there it is, my candy apple red iPod Shuffle from 2008. Or candy apple green, sorry. And Barrett's like, hey, what is that? And I realize he's never seen one of these before, because when he listens to music now, he's listening to it on the phone, or he's listening to it in the car, or he's listening to it on YouTube. So I'm just like, hey, why don't you play with this and see if you can figure out what it is?
Do you know what that is?
What'd you say?
Do you know what that is?
What'd you say?
Pause it. Hold on. Pause.
I assume he's wearing headphones?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is?
No.
What does it do?
It played songs.
Yeah. You don't know what it's called?
No.
Do you want to take a guess?
iPod?
iPod.
What are you supposed to do with the iPod?
Where? How do you know it's called an iPod?
It actually says it.
Oh.
It says it on the back.
But you've never seen one before, have you?
Nope.
What do you think?
It's cool. Where did you get this?
I've had it since before you were born.
You took it out today to use it?
Yeah, I haven't used that thing in years.
Of course it still works.
It does still work. And it plays music.
Yeah, wow.
I was thinking about giving it to you.
That'd be awesome.
So how do you get music on it, though?
Do you make that technology still?
It doesn't have Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God.
That's
whatever shall we do?
Right.
So there was this thing called LimeWire.
Read about it.
I don't even know what that is.
What?
Is Napster, LimeWire, where you would illegally download
no,
music?
No, because you made me feel so bad about ever doing
oh,
it.
Oh, no, we never did it, but we it was definitely out there.
I do remember the first...
I was burning CDs illegally all
I
day.
Had so many viruses on my computer. Sorry, Mom and Dad.
And the look in his eyes when I said it has no Wi-Fi or Bluetooth was like, what is this?
It's like, I don't understand.
Why does this rock play music?
Legit.
We'd have to plug it in.
It doesn't have Bluetooth or Wi-Fi.
It's called
Ultimate. Can you put this on? Can you connect it to your computer and do something else while that's happening?
Can I do what?
Like, connect it to your computer and do what else? Do something else, like, wow. You're listening to this?
No.
So I can't use it.
You can use it.
How?
Right now you can use it.
For what?
Whatever music is on there. I heard some Justin Timberlake.
Oh, what is happening in the background?
Landon's
blown away by an iPod.
She a hibachi chef?
Maybe next time you could ask her to stop. Because it's real annoying.
Oh, let me
it's
play.
Really taking me out of the moment.
Let me bring it back.
Because I can't hear a word you're saying.
I don't even know what she's doing.
Can you change the song? Oh, wait. I can change the song.
Yeah, there's a little button on there to change the song. And the volume. Good play.
He was confounded because there's no screen on it.
Yeah, I'm still confounded.
Right?
So I don't know how to work it.
All you do is
play.
That's it.
But I want to know what I'm playing.
But that's not the point of the shuffle.
It's called a shuffle.
Ipso facto, Kennedy. You don't get to
pick. I shuffle my music on my Amazon Music, but I get to look at the pretty picture of whatever the
It's kind of like back covers. In the day when you go to a concert and have no idea what they were going to perform. You just enjoyed the show.
Okay, that's just
madness. That's anarchy.
Yeah, now you got to go download the set list. Let's see what they played last night. Maybe they're going to play that tonight.
I legit do that before every concert.
Me too. I need to know when to leave. Right. Four songs out.
So I connected the iPod shelf from 2008.
What was
to Mike
on it?
It was a lot of, I mean, Justin Timberlake's 2020 experience. Was that the one? Or no.
Was that Future Sex Love Sounds?
Future Sex Love Sounds. I think that's what it was. So there was a lot of that.
Obviously.
Yeah. Just, you know.
Was there a whole bunch of Memphis music on there, though, that he shouldn't listen to? Like Everybody in the Club Get Tipsy?
Like 3-6 Mafia?
Yeah, but I always have the clean versions of the song. So you know what I did?
Because everybody in the club get tipsy.
Everybody
so much better.
Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Eight-year-old.
I formatted it. I put his name on it now. So when it plugs in, it says Barrett's iPod Shuffle.
Oh.
And then I downloaded an album for him. I gave him, I was like, you know, you can't just get music everywhere on this thing. You can only connect it once in a while. You get to pick one album, and this is going to be the one you're going to be listening to. So now.
What is that? Because it fills up?
Well, yeah, it doesn't have a ton of space, and it doesn't have Wi-Fi, so you can't just go connecting it all the time and down getting all the
Why
music.
Why not?
He just didn't want him to keep coming to
Is
him.
Is it too much work? Don't make me do work.
Yeah, what am I going to do? Pull out my computer every time he wants to get a new song?
Your computer is with
what
you.
What am I
going to
parent my child?
Right? No,
what am I
going
to help my kid?
No,
your computer literally sits on your kitchen table all day long.
But he doesn't get access to a 24/7. Pick something that you want to listen to,
okay.
And that's like old school, right?
So what? One album did he pick?
Ed Sheeran's collaboration Six.
That's solid.
Yeah, it is really
good. I
don't
hate it.
And we got the edited version, but apparently one of the songs is not edited. He's got the shuffle on when he's like, oh, Dad, there's a bad word in this song.
Oh, he narked on himself?
Yeah, what?
I'd be showing my friends, like, check what my dad did.
Right. Loser.
He's a big fan of yours, too.
Yes. Oh, love
but
him
I'm
too.
Not letting him hang out with you.
What else did you show him from 2009? Phones used to slide open and have keypads.
BBM, Dan.
God, I miss my sidekick.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
If you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know this already. But if you're new to this show, anything that we try and do, we usually screw it up.
Yep.
Okay?
It starts well. We start with the right idea.
And so last week we had this idea, Kennedy and I did. We came across some tickets and we came up with this game, Carson Kennedy Summer Camp Challenge. Producer Dan wanted to go see Billy Joel.
Yep.
We were going to buy him Billy Joel tickets,
yep,
and really good seats to go see him at Fenway.
Yep.
And then Annie wanted to go see Joe Bros, and you were able to procure some backstage passes. So we let them battle it out with three different challenges. Producer Dan ends up winning the whole thing, right?
Yes.
And everybody's very upset.
Whatever.
Annie should get to go anyway, blah, blah, blah.
Justice for Annie Dow, keep doing the hashtag.
But
we weren't doing that.
Carson
was putting his foot down, and for the first time ever, everybody didn't win on this show.
Yeah. Right. Normally, we just, everybody wins. We pull the Ellen thing, and I was like, no, we're going to have a winner and a loser.
It
That's
was
okay.
legit like the Hunger Games.
It really was. And I enjoyed that part of it. And then at the end of the show,
I enjoy pitting two best friends against each other. It brings me great joy.
At the end of the show, apart.
Producer Dan informs us that he's going to be in Nashville with 10 or 11 other people for a birthday trip.
Things I should have checked before starting this competition.
And he was supposed to tell Kennedy when he was going to be gone.
For the past 3 months, just FYI.
So I said to Dan, you have to make a choice because it's unfair that Annie doesn't get to go, but you have to rescind, you have to vacate your win. And this is what happened at the end of the show. I think this was Wednesday. Producer Dan, do you agree to give up your win so that Annie can get the tickets to go backstage to meet the Jonas Brothers?
You know, I could stop my vacation early and come back.
What would it cost you, did you say?
Between 100 and 150 usually.
Right. A quick flight change would be no big deal.
Right. Yeah, you could do that.
It's National Best Friend Day, I'm just saying that. Don't forget.
Ouch.
With the drama. Do I take that bullet and give up my dream so Annie can live hers?
All right, I've made a decision. I rescind my victory. Annie can go.
Oh, no.
I don't know. We lost the audio there. I don't know what happened. But anyway, producer Dan rescinded his victory. He vacated his win. Annie got to go to the Joe Bros over the weekend. And you went backstage and met the guys.
I did. Dan, I love you so much. I will be eternally grateful for you for letting me do this. I could cry talking about it, genuinely. It was one of the most emotional nights of my life. I am a changed woman.
So what happened when you walk into the room and the Jonas Brothers are standing there?
So this is my first meet and greet ever. I've never been, you know, having to stand in line. They take your phone. It's like...
Again, they took your phone?
Yes. Ooh, okay. So it's all just millennials chomping at the bit, just waiting.
Like, what do we do?
Selfies slow down a line.
Yes.
Person.
So we're probably in line for, I want to say, like an hour and a half.
Right.
And I like wasn't nervous, and then I was, and I was with Danielle from the afternoon show, and she's just like, I'm not nervous, like cool as a cucumber. And I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I have like a bead of sweat dripping down my face. So we had to go in together. They gave us two passes, and it was one and two. So we took our photo together, and I walked in. First of all, they hugged the people before us. Danielle walked in front of me, and we got handshakes.
Oh, no.
So, like, I don't want to say, like, we're ugly or anything, but, like, I think it's Danielle's fault. She went in first. I'm putting all the blame on her.
Because she didn't go in for the hug. She went in for the handshake.
And Danielle's like, she's cold. So it's her fault.
That is true.
I'm blaming her forever. And if it was me, you know, I would have came in.
You would have gone in hot for the hug.
Oh, even if Kevin stuck his hand out, I would have went in for the bear hug.
You'd have slapped that away. I'm like, no, come in for the real deal, Kev.
So bring it in. It was Kevin, then Joe, and then Nick. And can I see your hand for a second? I grabbed his hand and I gave him one of the, you grab it and you put your hand on top. And I said, it's so nice to meet you. And I held on to that for probably 15
An
seconds.
Awkward amount of time.
That's like the Godfather pose.
An uncomfortable amount of time. And looked him directly in the eyes.
And did you try and tell him some story that just didn't matter to his life? Like, hey, when I was in the 12th grade, I did.
Carson, you know I did.
What did you say?
I said, 10 years ago, I saw you guys at Good Morning America in New York. And it just, I'm so happy to be with you here with you today.
And they said, okay.
Annie has been so invested when they got back together. You know, she was always like, you guys, they're such good friends now. They're in such a good place. How the hell do you know where they are?
I watched a documentary. I'm like, it just means so much to me that you're here.
Guys, remember that one time you did that one show and I was there? And it was
I had
awesome.
Posters of you all over my room.
They were like, swerve. Move along, please.
This is why you get a handshake.
We were smart not to hug this
they,
one.
They really were so nice. Like, they... Oh, they good. Sat and talked with people for at least, I would say, like,
I mean, seriously, for doing an hour and a half of meeting,
yeah.
It's not easy before
it's exhausting.
A show, and that's really, really
Producer kind Dan, of. It was very nice of you to vacate.
It really was. You're a good person.
I just want Annie to live her best life.
And if you want to see a photograph of Annie and Danielle from the afternoon show with the Joe Bros, it is up on the Mix Instagram right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
My friend posted this on her Facebook page over the weekend, Kennedy.
Yes.
Had no clue that my kid had a TikTok. It's time to lock up the electronic devices and hide the passwords. Her daughter, same age as Barrett, 8 years old, had secretly somehow managed to get a TikTok account.
For those of us who are old, what is a TikTok account?
A TikTok is kind of a mashup to me between Vine and Instagram stories. So you can post funny videos, but it's not as extensively funny as like Vine was back in the
but
day.
But you can like, can you leave comments? Can you talk to people? Can you make friends?
Yeah,
like,
all of that. And and I guess it depends on what your interests are, you know, as to what gets fed to you, but it's a lot of young people that are
it's
on
very
it.
Popular among the youth, Canada.
Right, and like 12 to 17 year olds, I feel like.
So
and then
800
kids going,
reasons as to why I'll never be around.
Not even like the generation after the millennials, what are that, Gen Zs?
Yeah.
Right, just super young kids, and she somehow got herself an account, and her and her siblings have been posting, and she had no idea, and it's just scary, because there are adults that can get onto, anybody can get onto this. And then there's your 8-year old posting videos of them dancing around the house. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, and so as a parent, you monitor.
Well, you try, but if you don't even know the stuff is out there. Like,
that's the thing. Honestly, some of these kids that have had an iPad in their hand since they were 2,
right.
They know more about technology than their parents
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
12-year-old.
We have to watch it with Bear because he plays the video games online, and so other people are playing. So he has friends and family in other states that we know that he plays with, but then somebody else can pop into a video game room.
Oh, God, that is frightening.
It is
crazy.
I have no
idea. To keep up with. I have Nicole, who is from Somerset. You actually caught your 11-year-old daughter on TikTok, is that right?
Yeah, it was TikTok, and then it turned out to be a bunch of other ones after it was discovered, posting videos and chats and all these other things.
How old
is old enough to be on a social media account?
Well, I know some of them, like Facebook, you're supposed to be 13, right?
But as a parent, when is it okay for you?
When is it okay?
Yeah, for you.
It might be 15 or more.
Wow. That seems fair to me.
Yeah, I'd say freshman year of high school when you can, like, have
really?
A phone. Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
How did you handle it when you found out?
We ended up taking away the cell phone and went through the account, and that's how I discovered that there were, I don't know, 100 and something posts of, you know, they're singing to songs and everything, but there's also people responding to these songs.
Right. That's the thing you don't realize.
You don't know. Right. You don't know who's responding to these kids, and then the next thing you know, they're asking their age. Do you have a boyfriend?
Yeah.
So
she ended up losing all of her devices. We went through it. We put total parental controls on it. Anything that she uses, if we ask for the phone, she lasted for 6 months. If she uses the phone and we ask for it, we look at it at any time. There's a lot of creepy people out there.
Yeah,
and
yeah, you're right.
It showed videos of inside the house, outside of the house, vehicles. So, and when you post on these things, it actually allowed to show the address, not the house number, but where they were posting this from.
It shows your location.
Get out.
Because when you sign up for these apps, what the kids don't realize, you allow your location to be shared.
That's crazy.
So it would say a certain street, but all that you would have to do is drive down the street and maybe you see somebody's vehicle in the yard. You already figure it out.
Yep.
That is freaking me out. Well, I applaud your, you know, getting in there and making sure that you know what she's doing. That's fantastic.
So, yeah, we have 6 kids between us, and, you know, we have younger kids that we're also posting on in these videos with her.
You have a full-time job just disciplining them all.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
I'm exhausted for you.
All right, have a great day, Nicole. Thanks for calling in.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, old people, now you need to know. Get on your phones and look for an app called TikTok.
I'm not about to go on there. It's nothing but kids. I'm all set.
No. I mean, go on your phones to see if your kids have downloaded it on your phone. And
yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So Barrett could download something to your phone and you wouldn't know it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Well, I mean, what he'll do is he'll go in and he'll, hey, Dad, I want to download this game.
Right.
And then he'll show it to me and then it has to see my face and I double click on it. But he could at the same time go and get a second game at the exact same time, possibly.
Yeah.
He knows some
They're
of my
sneaky.
Passwords. Right. Mm-hmm. So, but I most of them I keep on my phone so I can go in and look and see what he's doing too.
So
I don't mind if he's on some of the stuff, right?
Because you can.
I just go in and monitor, hey, what are you doing here? I'm watching here. Don't order off Amazon there.
Can you hold my phone so I don't order an Amazon?
Right.
Right.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
I always love to start the show on a Monday, just going around the room, asking you goofy people what you did for the weekend, because...
You goofy people.
You
goofy stuff.
You just never know.
You just never know what you goofy people are going to do over the weekend. Kennedy, what was the highlight of your weekend?
The highlight?
Yes.
Well, there were so many.
Oh, really?
I got a reading from the number one witch in all of Salem on Saturday morning.
Yeah, we're going to dig into that later in the week,
I think. Definitely. And I went to go see the Donkey Show.
Okay.
Cambridge.
Oh. Right.
It's closing up like its 7-year run. So right. I'm glad I got to go one last time.
Mm-hmm.
And I packed. I've just been packing.
Oh, getting
Have
ready
you?
For vacation.
Oh, I haven't even started.
No, move.
Oh,
vacation,
right. Move.
Vacation is in a pile in the corner. I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
I'm ready for vacation. It's bathing
and when do you
suits.
Move in? When do you move to Quincy?
October.
But
I'm just,
you got, okay. You
but
got
you
a
know
minute.
Me.
Yeah,
I'm such a procrastinator, right. So I'm trying to get ahead of it.
So you didn't take advantage of the tax-free weekend?
No. We're going to Turks and Caicos. I've dropped enough. I'm good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm trying to reel it in.
I dropped a stack of cash, Kennedy.
Oh, what did you buy?
I'm scared.
I spent $900. What do you think I bought?
An end table.
An end table?
Yeah.
Nope.
A new mattress?
No. Is there all really good?
Something for the Jeep.
It is something for the Jeep.
What'd you do?
At what point is Lana gonna say stop spending the money?
I got a brand new Jeep with a lift kit.
Yes. $900 is not a lift kit, son.
I don't know.
That's not even to look at a tire.
I got tires, actually.
For $900, 4 tires?
Yeah.
Do they spin the cool way?
It's not the rims. It's not the rims.
You got tires.
I didn't get rims. I just got, because I like my rims. I just got bigger. Like truck tires.
That sounds like a really good deal to me.
It is
my
a
Crossfire,
really good deal.
One tire was $600.
Yeah,
I can't tell the difference.
Oh, can you see it out the window?
Well, I mean, it's not Bigfoot now. I mean, I'm not going to be...
Well, what's the point of getting new tires if you're not up and at them?
Well, they are. They're 2 inches bigger, 2 inches taller, 2 inches
so
wider.
So what'd you get, 18s, 22s?
What I got 33s.
33s!
Sitting on 33s.
Nobody says on 33.
I couldn't go any bigger, because then if you go any bigger, it messes lift with
kit.
The odometer, lift and you got to have a lift kit and all that stuff.
I just like
it. And it wouldn't fit in my garage.
It's a struggle.
He wouldn't be fitting under the Storo bridges, right?
I wouldn't fit in the parking deck at the Pru. How about you, Annie?
I had a wonderful weekend. I got to meet these guys called the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. We're going to hear about that story coming up at 7:15 this
but
morning.
But Friday night, I go to dinner with my dad. You guys know that. I like to just eat Italian food, stay in on Fridays, get a good night's sleep.
Like you do.
And we were halfway through the meal, and my neighbor called and was like, oh, yeah, your fire alarm's been going off for like 20 minutes. Like, I don't know if something's wrong, but we weren't done with the meal.
20 minutes.
We weren't done with the meal.
Do you have one
I'm
of
sorry.
Those annoying fire alarms like we do where somebody talks to you?
It screams.
Guy
evacuate.
Or,
evacuate.
I have one of those too.
Wait, is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
So it's been going on for 20 minutes and you're like, I'm going to finish my meal.
Oh, yeah, I'm not packaging it up.
Oh, my God.
It's the lobster scampi. I had a glass of wine, Kennedy. Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's
a you are a good neighbor.
Bing, bang, boom. So I thought someone was going to go in and shut it off or it'll go off on its own. Whatever.
You expected someone to just walk in your house and shut it off?
Yeah.
They all have been friends for quite some time, Dan.
It's cool. We're all fam.
Neighbor difference. And
fact.
Stay out my house, everybody listening.
We turn the corner to my house and there is not one but two fire trucks outside.
Oh.
We're like, oh, whoops.
Was this some sort of secret plan of yours to get all the firemen in Quincy to come to your house?
No,
because
I like
Friday
know
night.
Some of them. They're like my dad's friends. I'm like, hey, Jim, sorry.
Hey, Sully, sorry.
So the town of Squantum had to pay thousands of dollars in taxpayer money to get the fire trucks involved because you didn't want to wrap up your eggplant parm.
You know, details.
Chicken parm.
Details.
Chicken parm, Dan, not
lobster
eggplant parm.
Lobster scampi.
Lobster scampi. Come on, I was mixing it up.
Producer Dan, how about you? How was your week?
I went on a float trip down the Saco River.
How was it?
So, Friday, 85 and sunny. Sunday, 85 and sunny.
Saturday.
The day I went, 71 and cloudy.
Oh, Saturday was a garbage weather.
And the Saco River is not exactly the warmest body of water in Maine.
Did you get yourself a wetsuit?
No.
That's what I would have done, straight up.
Right?
And then everybody else would have been chattering. Yep. And you'd be like, what?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Just pee in your wetsuit.
It was like the Oregon Trail. Some of us didn't make it.
Some of us
Four
didn't
hours
make
in
it.
That body of water, I thought I was going to get hypothermia.
Oh, my gosh. And did you have whiskey to keep you warm?
There was some alcohol, but the woman, nice lady, but the woman who made the drinks wasn't really a drinker.
Oh.
So it was mostly juice.
No, that ain't it.
Yeah, I was like, let me make the booze next time. We'll turn this float trip upside down. Yeah.
Everybody's got their strengths, and we should always
play to
yield,
your strengths.
Yield
right.
to those, right.
Well, so yeah, 4 hours in freezing cold water. I thought I was going to die. I woke up the next day. I checked all my limbs.
Right.
Are they there?
I was like, you know what? I'm good. I made it.
I can feel my fingertips. Yep. I'm good.
It was a lot of fun. I would do it again.
Were you just camping?
With more booze and warmer weather.
Warmer weather.
I actually stayed at a bed and breakfast for the first time ever. I'm getting old.
Oh, you fancy,
I
right?
love that.
Never stayed in a B&B?
No, my first time. The Admiral Peary Inn in Fryeburg, Maine.
Oh.
Okay.
It was amazing. But I never knew about a bed and breakfast. The next day, you all sit around a table at 8:30 in the morning. You're like, so who are you guys?
Yeah. Like, so Sally, how's the eggs? Just like,
It is. It's like fun, but it's also weird.
Yeah, hard pass. Like,
what's up with y'all?
And then you get the story of whoever owns the Airbnb, right. Like why they decided to open
Lovely
their...
lady from Donna from Dorchester,
Let's
shout out to the
go.
Dot.
Yeah.
Cruised up 3 hours to Fryeburg, Maine, decided to open up a B&B.
I love it.
But it's called the Admiral Peary Inn because it was Admiral Peary is a guy who founded the North Pole. And
what?
He used to live in that house.
Oh, really?
So basically lived in Santa Claus's house.
Dan, I love the way you can flip anything.
Honestly.
That is the truth, Dan.
It's amazing.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.